I'll carry you, you'll carry me, we'll help each other through it. Come on and see, good movement draws good movement.
Welcome to Good Movement Draws Good Movement, the podcast where farmers, ranchers, and rural folks can grow relationally through awareness, understanding, and effective communication. Hey, it's T. I'm your host, and I, along with my guests, will be covering topics related to drawing good movement. Things like self and social awareness, brain science, positive psychology, extending grace, and so much more. We'll share tools that can help you understand why you are the way you are, why others are the way they are, and how you can use that to step out of self-told lies with grace and compassion to draw good movement in conversations, relationships, and life in rural America. Let's go draw good movement. Welcome back to the Good Movement Draws Good Movement podcast. We have got Tom back with us this week. And we're going to be talking about that time we got in a fight working with cattle right after I posted a reel on social media about how working cattle with your spouse doesn't have to end in a fight. Honestly, I was feeling like a big old hypocrite after I posted that and then we got in a fight. Like I talk about and teach how to work together and not fight, and I can't even work with my own spouse without fighting. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized I'm not a hypocrite. That is the exception for us, not the rule when we work together. And more importantly, it's a testament to the fact that this good movement stuff takes constant work. It's not a one and done, I've learned it all, mastered it all, do it perfectly all the time sort of thing. So let's set the stage for the listeners as to what started the fight.
Good, because you're going to be as surprised as I am.
He doesn't remember fights very well. He doesn't remember anything very well.
No, I'm a one. It's just blame a one.
He doesn't remember things that have happened very well, and I don't remember things that I need to do very well.
100% true.
So we balance each other well, kind of. Anyway, it was a Saturday morning and the cows were in a pasture where we should have been able to see them from the house. And you were looking out the window and you're like, I can't see the cows. Maybe we should go check and make sure they're still there.
I was trying to be romantic and it was going to be like a day date.
Yeah, and it was going to be like leisurely.
Yeah.
It was going to be so leisurely that we decided to take 8 of 9 stock dogs with us. In hindsight,
wonderful idea.
That was a poor decision.
A poor decision.
Because when we got there, what did we find but the cows out?
Yes. And I wasn't mad, for the record, which is new.
Nobody was mad. We were taking the cows nice and slow, getting them all gathered up. It didn't really hit the fan until we got to the gate. And in this particular setup, there's a gate that we needed them to go through back into the correct pasture. And there's a corner. And the corner is made by another gate that goes onto the meadow. And that gate happened to be a single wire electric gate.
It was hot.
No, it was not.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. That was part of our problem that day. It wasn't hot. Even if it was hot, the dogs were applying way too much pressure for that spot.
Well, we had a lot of puppies. Lots of puppies. There was lots of energy. There was a lot of energy.
Too much energy. So, needless to say, some of them got onto the meadow, which then the rest of them that ended up in the correct pasture wanted to be on the meadow.
Yes.
And this is where things got heated, because 8 of 9 dogs that were with us were still out and they were bringing cattle not the right way. I mean, they were bringing cattle to us, but we didn't need them to be bringing the cattle that were in the correct pasture to us. And that's what they were doing. So there's another gate down along the fence where we could have brought the meadow cows down and in. But because the cows that were in the right pasture wanted to be on the meadow and the dogs were pushing them that way, it was not a good situation. Tom jumps out. He tries to hold the cows at the gate while I bring the stuff on the meadow, but the dogs are still, air quote, helping us. Everything was going really fast and just too fast for me. But I didn't say, hey, why don't we slow down? Why don't we load some dogs up? Why don't we think about this a little bit? And then the fight ensued because we discovered that the fence wasn't hot. So while we're going along the fence, Tom is frustrated with me because I had said, hey, why didn't we slow down? And then he made me get in the driver's seat of the Pioneer and go around the fence, but I wasn't going around fast enough. So he put his foot on the gas pedal, which made me mad because I wanted to slow down, even though we're just going around fence. And then what happened?
I got out.
He got out and he walked home from the pasture. And the whole time I'm like, we're walking, he's walking along the fence and I'm driving along it because we're trying to figure out where
the short's at.
And I'm talking to him and trying to like work through our disagreement here. And he's not having any of it. So he starts walking farther away from me. We can laugh about it now, but it was not a laughing matter that day.
No, we need to get the fence hot. You got 350 cows on one side and 350 cows on the other side. And the 350 on the meadow are happy and content, and they're in the wrong damn place. So they all want on the meadow. Well, I don't care how tough you think you are. You're not going to hold them.
No, but that single wire held him even not hot for a little while. Anyway, he starts walking farther away from me because he doesn't want to talk to me. But I just keep right along going with him, which at this point, I had already made my decision to take daily walks. And I really wanted to be the one walking, but I knew if I traded him places, he would just leave.
Yeah, fence wasn't hot. What?
Stop yawning and talking.
Sorry.
We're recording this at bedtime, so bear with us. We get back and we figure out that the short in the fence is like pretty close to where the fencer is at the barn. Thanks very much, deer, for jumping it and wrecking it. But anyway, we got the fence mended and we talked things through and we actually repaired really well. And that is part of what I want to talk about because I think a lot of times, like I said, it's not like a one and done deal. You're still going to have bad days and you're still going to argue, but what's important is how you repair. Do you just shove it down and don't talk about it? Or do you actually work through it? And I think we did a really good job of working through it that day.
Yeah, I don't remember.
When we finally settled down, when we fixed that gate where the short was that the deer jumped over.
Yep.
I said, when we were at the gate and you were trying to hold the cows on that were in the right pasture and I was trying to bring the cows off the meadow, I said everything in my body was screaming to slow down. And in that case, slowing down or stopping is not going to hurt a darn thing because the cows are already out.
Some of the cows are already out.
And you said, why don't you say that? And I said, because sometimes I, in my own type 9-ness and my wanting to protect myself, I feel like sometimes I'm danged if I do and danged if I don't in that moment. If I say something, it might not go well. And if I don't say something, it might not go well. And so then you said, well, next time we're in that position and things are moving too fast, you told me I can't guarantee how I will respond, but please just like maybe try to tell me to slow down or ask me to stop or say something of that. Well, we haven't had that situation come up again. But at the end of the day, I admitted where I could have done better. You admitted where you could have done better. And we both were like, we're still works in progress.
Yes.
Yes, you remember? Or yes, we're both still works in progress.
Yes.
Oh, maybe this could have been a solo show.
Maybe. I mean, you're doing a lot of the recalling for us here.
Sorting cattle turns screaming match, unspoken or unmet expectations, unclear hand signals, taking a tongue lashing while backing a trailer. Older generation this, younger generation that. If you're in agriculture, chances are you're related to at least one of those. These breakdowns in communication have become commonplace in our industry. They become so regular, in fact, that the internet abounds with memes and TikTok videos joking about those very things. But is the humor found in the breakdowns worth the harm it causes in relationships and to our mental health? Good Movement one-on-one coaching and group trainings are designed to prevent these communication breakdowns by helping farmers, ranchers, and rural folks grow relationally through awareness, understanding, and effective communication. Visit the link in the show notes to see if a Good Movement group training or one-on-one coaching membership is right for you. Well, this is a really good example, I think, of how, like, you and I have been doing the Good Movement thing with cattle for a lot of years. We've been doing the Good Movement thing with other humans and specifically each other for 2-3 years now.
Yeah, I think.
And even though we're pretty well practiced, we still sometimes have fights.
They're not like physical fights. They're just like disagreements. And I don't know what it is about a spouse, but there's a difference. There's a separation between a spouse and other people.
You feel more comfortable with your spouse. Feel more comfortable to let your anger out, even if it's not really directed at them.
Yeah, like I wasn't, I was upset with the situation, right? Like, I have a goal, and that's to get things right. But in all honesty, what probably would have been right is for me to just get the hell out of the way and let the cows on the meadow and just be done. And the next day, they're going to want out off of it. And back in the hills, you can gather them with a butterfly net. But I'm stubborn, and I don't like to lose because I don't know how. And I'm going to win. And I don't care who gets in the way. I'm going to win.
Yeah, we did win that day after we got the fence hot. We went back out and, like, you asked me what I thought would be the best, and I told you, and we did that. We had to change it up a little bit because the cows didn't go exactly where I thought they'd go. I thought they'd go straight out. We have, like, a lot of gates on that meadow, and we were going to trick them and take them across another a fourth pasture that day into the back end of the one they're supposed to be in. But what, they didn't go straight, so they couldn't go across that pasture. They went to the left. So I stayed back and pushed the cows that were in the correct pasture out of the corner where they were. You went around and brought the meadow cows through the gate. Oh, meanwhile, in the middle of all the fighting, I have a young dog who is really sensitive to Tom's presence the way it is. And so when Tom started getting heated and we started getting heated, he totally left in that deal. Like, couldn't find him to take him back. And so we got back before we fixed the fence. And Tom's like, you still have a dog out? And I'm like, yeah, I know. He was talking about, like, a dog out of his kennel. He thought that Runt came back with us, but when we got out there to fix everything with the cows after we got the fence hot, he's like, hey, there's your dog. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
I forgot we left him out there. I forgot all about that.
But it was kind of nice to have him because he helped me hold those cows that really wanted on the meadow while you brought those other ones behind. But we did end up winning once we slowed down and, like, got our own emotions and energies under control.
I don't know that I was under control. I mean, there was 3 cows that ended up back on the meadow, And
well, they didn't end up back on the meadow. They just didn't go through the gate, right?
No, they
went back on the meadow.
On the meadow, and they came back with some energy.
Oh, they! I got them like a couple days later.
No, I had three go out on the meadow, and they came back through that gate. I brought them heatedly.
No, I got them a couple days later because you said it wasn't worth it.
Nope.
Yep.
Yeah, there was two that stayed out there. There was three originally. I brought two, and then we shoved one more out as we were going down the
Who remembers the things? Yard. Who remembers things?
Well, I remember going across that meadow at a high clip.
Anyway.
Two blacks and a red.
We got the cows back.
Yep.
But the point is, even though we're well practiced at this, we still have arguments. The difference is those are the exception and not the rule.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we don't get out of whack too often.
I mean, when we sorted the calves before they, like when we sex and size sorted, that was not going very well that day.
No, that was a long day.
They did not want to walk by us. They didn't want to. But that day, instead of getting, you know, frustrated with each other and the calves and bringing our energy up and getting pissed off, we slowed it down and we trained the calves to walk by us, which just essentially means having them walk by us in the alley. What'd we do, 3 times before we went to sort?
Every bunch.
But like I talked about in the episode last week, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And in that case, it really was. Like, we took it slow to get the calves to walk by us. They sorted so much better. It was way faster than if we had tried to go about it without slowing down.
No, and I mean, you set them up for success that way. Because, I mean, that they remember that. I don't care who you are. They know how it's going to go when they get to the pens.
And you set the cattle up for success, and you set you and your partner up for success too.
Well, I mean, we sex sorted that day, then we worked them, and then we resorted for size after that. So we're the first person or first people that have any encounter with them. And so what do you think that does to the guy that's in the box? Or what do you think that does to the guy that's in the alleyway or the guy's giving shoots? I mean, if they're jumping on you and trying to kick you in the box or whatever, that's no fun. And that makes for a longer day for everybody rather than just slowing down, cutting back. And
well, it's also more
it done.
It's also more opportunity for the other humans involved to get frustrated.
Yeah. I mean, we sorted what, damn near 1300 that day and then resized them. I mean, that doesn't just happen. In a heartbeat. It's a long day and it can be longer if you want to be pissed off all day. I know I have been. And it sucks. I mean, it's no
way.
It's
not even a joke. It's just a fact.
It's a fact. And then your crew's pissed off all day, you know, and then they think you're pissed off at them and it has nothing to do with them. It's the situation. And if you can't control that, it just sucks. And it sucks for people to be around you.
But slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though sometimes you don't like to go slow.
I don't like. I like movement. I like forward movement. I like dogs that are up, ready to go. I like people that are ready to be in position.
But that's another difference between you and I that I think sometimes balances us well, is that you're action first and I'm thinking first. And so, like, your action first, so we can get started the way that you want to go or that you think is the right way to go or you feel is the right way to go. And then if it's not working out, I'm coming up second with an idea we can try, a different idea we can try.
Right. And you're getting better about voicing that opinion.
I know, but it's hard.
Well, a lot of times they're not terrible ideas and most of them work.
I know. Well, before we had much practice with this and we were arguing, let's say, more than what we do now, you would say, like, we'd be moving cattle or something and you would be wondering/frustrated with where I was and what I was doing there, and you'd come over and you'd talk to me about it. And I think a couple of times I might have said, you know, when I'm by myself, I can get these cows moved just fine.
And that was when we probably started your horse string, your dog string. You'd have your stuff, I have my stuff. And
But now, I mean, it's been a long time since I've wondered what the crap you're doing when we're moving cows.
Maybe you finally learned.
Please.
How to do it right.
Anyway, the moral of this whole story is that even when you have a firm grasp of good movement and how to draw it, you're still going to have bad days. Days when you get heated and argue. But those days really can be the exception and not the rule. And even though I wasn't super proud of our fight and how that all went down, I am really proud of us for being able to repair as well and as rapidly as we did. And I think the repair is far more important than the little slip up. And it's kind of like our daughter Tenley says, practice makes confidence. So you just keep practicing your good movement and then you get confident about it, or you practice repairing and then you get confident about it.
Yeah, someday you'll be as good as me.
What's that Dale Brisby thing?
If everybody around here knew as much as I did about cattle, this would go better.
The funny thing is that you think that.
I don't think that. I don't think that at all.
Okay.
I'm probably one of the least skilled people around.
Oh, please. He's like a cow whisperer. Don't let him fool you. Well, it's past our bedtimes, and so we're going to hit the hay. Is that what you say? It's past your bedtime. Get it? Pasture.
That's what I live with. That is...
I never met a pun I didn't like. Anyway, until next time, draw good movement. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful for you. If you found value in this episode, I'd love for you to share with others who might also benefit from tuning in. Share by word of mouth, send it in a text, take a screenshot and post it on social media, or share however you prefer. And if you haven't already, hit the follow or subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, draw good movement.